The conversation around exchange traded funds, aka ETFs, is a conversation which is always overlooked because there's no excitement people tend to attach to ETFs. But I believe when you invest into ETFs, you are beginning a journey of conquering the global market because you can get access to all the world's markets through exchange traded funds. And today's episode of Stock Review Wednesday, we'll be taking a closer look into two popular global ETFs that are available in the New York stock market, as well talking about the advantages of investing into ETF. As always, guys, Stock Review Wednesday is proudly sponsored by the Shift app. So without wasting any time, let's get into this episode. Welcome to the Student Investor Podcast with Ivan Sambo, the podcast that focuses on starting a conversation about money, investing, growing your career, and being a young person in South Africa. Our goal is to simplify the conversation so that we can all learn and grow as young people in South Africa. Hello, future millionaires and billionaires, and welcome to the Student Investor Podcast. I am your host, Ivan Sambo, and today is Wednesday, which means it's Stock Review Wednesday with a twist, because today we are talking about ETF, and today's episode is proudly sponsored by Shift App. Shift App is a mobile app which allows you not only to invest into the global world, but also allows you to get access to buy Forex instantly, anytime, anywhere, and at a best rate in South Africa. Plus also, guys, within the Shift app, you can be able to buy into and invest into US top stocks ETF directly inside your phone using the Shift app. So guys, today's episode, as I said in the intro, we are talking about investing and why it is important to invest using exchange traded funds, aka ETFs. Why is it so important? And we'll do so by taking a closer look into some of the best global ETFs available, like Vanguard and iShares, basically. So those are the closest the stock we'll be looking at into today in Stock Review Wednesday. So let's start with the two general questions. The first one is, why invest into ETFs? Well, there are several reasons why ETFs are popular investment option for both for beginners as well as experienced investors. First of all, ETFs offer diversification. I think as someone who is entering the investment world, you need to get yourself diversified in your portfolio, and ETFs are the most simplest answer to do so. When you invest into ETFs or invest in an ETF, you must use proper English. You are buying a basket of stocks or assets which helps you spread your risk across a number of different companies, sectors, and countries. This can help reduce the impact in a single stock will have or industry will have overall in your portfolio, because when you have an ETF, you are spread out, you are diversified with just one basket. So you don't need to go and worry about yourself buying individual stocks or buying companies within individual industries or individual countries, because an ETF can do that for you. Another reason to consider an ETF is their low cost, right? ETF typically have lower expenses rate compared to mutual fund, stocks, or whatever the case may be, which means you keep more of your return and be able to enjoy your investment than what you will do when you have mutual funds or any other form of investment. Additionally, guys, because ETF are traded on the exchange market like stocks, you can be able to buy and sell them at any given time when the market is open, as compared to mutual funds because what you have to wait in order to get them. ETFs are available at any given time that the stock market is open. And also, I just like to add that today's episode, we are focusing on global ETFs that are available in the New York stock market, because I do know that here in South Africa, we have ETFs. I know One Invest offer a variety of ETF for South African to invest into. For example, the One Invest Top 40 ETF that allows you to invest in the South African top 40 biggest companies. But also, it is important to take a closer look into the global market as well, into ETF that are offered in the New York stock market, because you'll find others there that will offer you a very broader market that you have never seen before, offer you access to other world markets, other sectors, other industries, other indexes that you have never seen, that we don't have access to in South Africa. I'm not saying don't invest into domestic ETF. I am saying invest into them. One Invest has good ones. There are a lot available in the GSE, but also look into diversifying your portfolio. You also need to be able to sit there in the global market and have access to other sectors, other fields, other industries, and be able to grow. Now let's take a closer look into two of the best global ETFs available out there in the New York stock market. The first one is Vanguard. Yes, I'm pronouncing it right. Let me spell it for you guys, because I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it right. It's V-A-N-G-U-A-R-D. Vanguard. I think I'm pronouncing it correctly. The first one is Vanguard Total World Stock ETF, which provide an exposure rate, exposure to both domestic and international stocks across all market capitalizations. This ETF, guys, has an expense rate of around just under 0.10% or 0.10%, which is significantly lower than an average mutual fund. The Vanguard ETF, guys, has a diversified portfolio of over 8,000 stocks, which makes it a great opportunity for investors looking to broaden their exposure rate, as well to ensure that they're exposed into the global world in a manner they have never seen before. Imagine one ETF giving you access to 8,000 stocks just with one buy. And remember, with fractional share ownership, with just one share of this, you have all those shares. Buy one share of this ETF, and you have exposure to 8,000 market, which is pretty good for me. The second global ETF that I would like us to discuss a little bit closer today is the iShares MSCI World ETF. This ETF tracks the performance of large and mid-cap companies across 23 developed countries. Guys, that means you're exposed into the developed world with just this ETF. And with expense rate of just 0.24%, this ETF offers a low cost exposure to a broader range of global markets. And sorry for that. And this ETF, guys, has a very good performance and a very good portfolio under it, seeing over 1,600 stocks under this ETF, and providing a good exposure to some of the world's well-known companies. So it has the world's biggest companies under them from all these 23 different countries. So not only just the biggest companies that you know in the New York stock market, but some of the biggest companies in some of the other countries like Canada, the European Union countries, the European Union countries like UK. You are covered in this ETF. Investing in ETF, guys, in ETFs can be a great way to build a diversified portfolio with low cost and greater flexibility, number one. That's the main reason I am advocating for ETF today in Stock Review Wednesday. And when it comes to global ETFs, guys, like Vanguard and iShares, MSCI, yo, guys, let us the numbers today. What's going on? They provide investors with access to a broader range of international market. As always, guys, it is important to understand that you need to be in all market. South Africa is not the perfect market. I'm not saying it's a bad market. I am heavily invested in South Africa as well. But with Stock Review Wednesday, we're trying to motivate a lot of South African investors to look into going to the global world, not only just with stock, but also with ETFs now, because you need to have access to these countries, because you never know which country will fail, which country will succeed. But at least be there in that specific country, have foundation there, get exposure to that country so that you can benefit. You may not be in London physically, but let your money work for you in London, and ETFs offer you that. Let your money work for you in the UK, ETF offer you that. Let your money work for you in China, ETFs offer you that. So that is today's episode. And as always, guys, do your own research. I don't know what's going on in English today. As always, guys, do your own research and consult with a financial advisor before making any investment decision. If you're not sure of, speak to someone and ensure you get the proper an understanding of an ETF before investing into it if you are not certain with it. But also do your own research, understand the market you're entering. But that's all for today's episode of the Student Investors Podcast, proudly sponsored by the Shift app. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. I'm running away from English today. It's running away from me. I'm not running away from it, actually. It's running away from me. So thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see each other next time on Stock Review Wednesday, proudly sponsored by the Shift app, right here on the Student Investor Podcast, hosted by myself, Ivan Samba. Thank you so much, guys. Enjoy the day.